Let's make Wolverine like Asian this time, like some different.
I can see an Asian Wolverine.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stitch.
What up? I'm Vince,
and we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. Right, people, claps in the building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. Vince, what else? Please tell them, what else do they need to do?
Make sure you sharing the content. Make sure if you following us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, wherever you see us at, make sure you sharing this. Make sure you leaving comments. Make sure you engaging with the post. Again, share it. Send us to your family. Tap in with the family. Let the family know what we cooking up in the studio.
You know, we can address the elephant in the room. Yes, we've been going for a long, extensive amount of time. We have real lives out of this outside of content. And sometimes, you know, we need a break.
Yeah.
We need some time to relax, unwind. You know, personal things happen and, you know, shit like that. Another hiccup in life. Once again, just because the days have gone by doesn't mean Sharice isn't put up and locked away in themselves.
Unfortunately.
And
I know, like, a lot of y'all probably watching and y'all wondering, y'all see the mics.
Or y'all new here and don't know who Sharice is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What if they don't know who Sharice is?
So, just to give a basis to our new thinkers that's, you know, joined the cult of this show.
Yeah.
You know, Sharice is, we caught her in the streets one time. She was like, you know, just an adolescent, didn't know her way and stuff like that. So we gave her a platform to, you know, get her shit together and just, you know, so she can provide for her family and stuff like that.
But, you know, Sharice was a troubled youth. She led a life of crime. Some would call her a career criminal. It's something like she can't really escape from. You know, Sharice, if you know, for the people who are just now tuning in, Sharice has been in jail these last few episodes. She was a almost co-host on the episode.
Yeah, she was.
You know, the fans really loved her, and then she really let us all down. Sharice has been through a series of, like, bear chases, highway patrol chases, run-ins with the cops. She's in jail fighting people and everything. And like I was saying, you know, you probably you're watching, you're wondering why, hey, why do they have pink and blue mics?
Yeah.
Sharice is in jail and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And we're having a gender reveal for her.
Exactly. And we don't know. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And the baby might be non-binary.
Yes.
So we have to take that into account as well.
Yeah. So these are just colors. Like we can mix it or whatever. And it could be whatever color you want or whatever.
Sometimes people don't see color.
Yes.
As white people would say.
And so Sharice will be getting the pooch ready. We'll make sure we leave little shanks and stuff for you. Yep. I know how much you love shanks. And I know during this time of like carrying this little criminal in your stomach, you're gonna be a great criminal mom.
Yep.
Like you're just, I know you and your kid are gonna go through so many robberies and I don't know.
It's like a little sidekick. It's like Gotham. She's having like a Gotham baby.
Or like a little mini me.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what it is. Well, you know, it's been some time. So let's just get a little bit into our lives a little bit. How you been, man?
I've been good. It's been, what, like 2-3 weeks since we've been here?
It's been a month.
Maybe a month? Okay.
It's been a month. It's been a long time.
Yeah, within that time, I went back home. I traveled back home to the city of the great people, the, you know, most beautiful, most perfect city in the world. Cleveland, Ohio, the city on the lake.
I thought you were going to say something tropical, something more, you know, lively, but
it's very tropical. We have a beach and everything.
A radioactive beach with like the Simpsons.
Yeah, and we have like great tourist attractions. Beautiful vineyard. If you ever wanted to go, you can go through Garden Valley.
I don't know where none of this is, so
it's in a great area. There's like a lot of great places to see, especially for tourists. If you want, you can go through. There's just so many great places in Cleveland that you can go. But what I will say is, like, this time being home, I feel like I was a little disappointed.
Okay, what?
I speak up my city a lot, and whenever I meet somebody, especially like within college, I always told them like, "Oh, if you ever go to Cleveland, you got to go to these certain places. It's these specific places you got to go to. You got to eat there. Those are places like I grew up on. These is my like staples. I know right. these places to. I can vouch for these places, and so like." I ain't been home in a few years, so I'm like, all right, I'll go sleep.
That's a fucking lie.
Is it? That okay, is I haven't been lie. Home in a few months. I'm trying to create a motherfucking story, a narrative.
Well, the narrative is false because you've been home a couple times.
All right, I ain't been home in a few months.
Okay.
And it's been a while, so I'm like, let me go check out Kim's Chicken Wings. Like, if you from Cleveland or you grew up in Cleveland, you know Kim's is known for having the best fucking wings ever. Like,
I like Open Pit.
Shut the fuck up.
Or B&M's. I'm tripping. B&M's.
Shut up. We talking about Kim's.
Go ahead.
And you not gonna disrespect Kim.
I hear you.
But it's something about the way they fry their chicken, and I have not had that anywhere else. Like the way they fry their chicken, the skin and everything, and then the sauce that they fucking use is beautiful as well. And I grew up eating that shit. Like I grew up, I remember stains on my fucking stomach, my shirt, everything, mouth, everything from eating fucking wings and stuff. And I had them and it was horrible.
And was it the you know, was it the chef at the moment? Was it the,
I don't know, because it's like, it's not, this hasn't been the first time. And, you know, you try to give people like, oh, okay, you know, maybe they had a bad day or whatever.
Yeah.
It was slow. It was a slow day.
That's usually when you're going to get bad food. No. You're not going to get, when it's a slow day, as like, I'm going to just throw.
You ain't got no excuse to fuck my food up. Okay,
we do.
And listen, it'd be different if, all right, maybe you missed an item or something, but no, my food was different. It's completely different. I'm like, nigga, this ain't Kim's. Like, this could be B&M's or whatever. This could be some other shit. This tastes like somebody, grandma back there frying some shit, and she kind of didn't cook it all the way. That's how the shit tasted. And it didn't have, like, Kim's has a signature crust or kind of way of frying.
You know what that all it tastes like to me? Like when they all fry, because they all taste the same to me. When
who?
I like Kim's, B&M's, all
no,
that.
You tripping.
It
Kim's
all taste the
they're
same.
Very distinctive.
But it reminds me of Korean fried chicken. Like it's light. Like it's not fried like like a JJ's or some shit like that. It's fried light.
It's really airy and it makes the I don't know, it makes like the skin and everything of the chicken flaky and stuff. And it used to be good as fuck, but I was really disappointed. And I was sitting there, I'm looking around and I'm like, I'm looking at Kim's and I'm like, bro, I used to be a kid in here. Like I was like 4, 3, 5 years old sitting in here at one point at the same machine. Like I'm looking at the machine like, shit, I used to be getting candy out this fucking machine and I was still, and the candy looked like from when I was getting it.
I was about to say, was it old?
The candy did look old, but I'm like, so much has changed, but like this should have been one thing to stay the same.
Oh, for myself. Where are you done? I'm sorry. You know, that's kind of rude.
Yeah,
where
I was done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How was your,
thank you.
You know, your vacation?
My vacation was great. I went overseas. I seen the world. I am now worldly, so now everything that I do and say, it doesn't taste like what it was.
How'd you go overseas? You went on the magic carpet ride?
Actually, yes. I clicked my heels, and when I said there's no place like home, it transported me to a different place, which was Italy. Nah, we went on a family trip for my grandmother. It was her 65th birthday.
Can I just say real quick, shout out to y'all, because how many family members did y'all get to go on a cruise?
It was 44 of us. But no, somebody had us beat. They had 98 people.
Was they black?
Yeah, they was black.
Oh, okay.
They
had shout 90. Out to them. But I know y'all niggas. So it just, to get 45 people, especially black people, older black people at that, to all go at the same time.
Listen, nigga. Listen, people, honestly, but it took what, a year? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And for a trip like that, it took a year. But I mean, it was, I would say, all right, it was amazing to see Italy. Italy is very overhyped. I will give it a 7.5 out of 10. Greece, I will give an 8.5. Amazing vibes, good food, X, Y, and Z. Turkey, I didn't get to go.
Yeah, I heard the food kind of had you in a knot.
Yeah, the food did have me in a knot. Mm-hmm. I had diarrhea for 4 fucking days.
Yeah,
for once, I, you know, you got to look up like how many days, and it said if it goes over like 3 days, go to the hospital or some shit like that. Mm. And so my shit was like for 4 days, and it was literally like the worst shit ever. Like they had the buffet was like everything you could ask for. Mm-hmm. And you can just get endless of it at a certain amount of times. It's just amazing. And I'm eating it knowing damn well this shit is about to really run right through me.
Yeah.
And I was literally like on my deathbed. Like I did not want to shit no more. Like even when I was shitting, I was like shaking and like it hurt so bad. Like
you had
after
to do
a while.
One of the ones where you get completely undressed.
It hurt so bad. And it was like my butt was so sensitive to touch. Like I was wiping, but like it was like I'm putting myself through pain right now.
That's one of the ones you just gotta shower after.
Bro, that literally like I was just like, all right, I have to go.
Ass be raw from the tissue.
Which I wish I would have went when we were sailing. Mm-hmm. Instead of like when we touched down on a country and shit like that. But that's why I wasn't able to go to Turkey because of that.
But you know, I heard, you know, the Europeans, they got them boudets and shit. Did that help?
Oh, I did use a bidet. And I'm not gonna lie, that shit felt good as fuck.
You go get your ass eaten out.
I've had it done before and it brought me back. It got me flashbacks. Shout out to her for the first woman's tongue to conquer this ass. She knows who she is.
Does she?
Yes, she does. But it was good. Like America is so trifling because, like, I granted, you know, wet wipes, all that shit, cool. Mm-hmm. But the bidet, that's a good. Trust me, if you ever
was the water warm or cold,
you can adjust it. That's what that was the kicker for me. It was like
I feel like you got to be a freak bitch to get some ice cold water on that.
That's all I would say. Once I got it to like a good warm, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there like, damn, I could be on this bitch all day.
damn, not the boudet and turned you out.
That was an amazing feeling, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I felt clean. Like, you know how after you just do a nasty shit, but then you still gotta go through your work day. It was one of those like, oh, no need for like, you just feel fresher. I would say that.
So growing up, in a sense, I've always wanted to be Captain Save-A-Ho. I've always wanted to have a moment where I was like the hero, where I felt like, you know, I came in, I saved the day. I did some miraculous shit, or I just stopped some bad shit from happening out of nowhere or whatever. I watched a lot of and read a lot of books like that where, you know, the nice guy, he's the hero and shit. And for the longest amount of time, I thought that shit was lit. And like, I think I tried to put myself in positions or whatever in order to be the hero, if that makes sense, in certain situations. But like, over time, I realized that shit is like lame. Like, anime has taught me that. That shit is not what you think it is, because in the moment, that shit is horrifying. That shit is not, you be thinking like, all right, I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to look real cool. Like you had a story about what, a pilot?
So I thought, because I took a fucking 8-hour flight to fucking Italy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking to myself, any flight I take, I think to myself like, I'm really trusting this one or these two people that's in the front of this motherfucker that they're not going to like say fuck it, like have a fuck it one day. I hate
you know
life.
Them niggas be doing cocaine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, I'm so fearful of my like pilot saying, you know, like, fuck this shit and just going for it. But I was saying like, what's his name? Not Sydney. What is it?
I think it was Sydney, but it. I know you're thinking of the movie with Tom Hanks.
I'm thinking of the movie with Tom Hanks and then Flight with Denzel.
Yeah.
And some shit. And I know that, like, you know, once you save this flight of people, you get this, you know, you're the praise of things. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that went through, like, any of my pilots' heads. Like, let me just self-sabotage this shit and say we're going through this so I can save these people to get on, like, Ellen or...
It's like the detectives who end up killing people so they can solve the crimes and shit, and then, you know, they get the glory and stuff.
Literally. And I'm like, bro, I hope none of my pilots are like clout chasers like that. Like, I would hate, like, I think clout chasing has to have a specific lane. Mm-hmm. Don't try to be like, oh, this is trending. Let me just risk all these people's lives in the midst of that.
Because I used to be like, oh, like if a school shooter came in here, I'd be the one to protect everybody, fuck this and that. And then, yeah, but I had to wake up and be like, nigga, get your shit together. Like,
what the fuck?
I got to be for myself.
Because that's how I used to think like that. But I used to be like, when I used to watch the movies, how the fuck do these niggas figure out how to fight? Mm-hmm. Like, when Peter Parker first was with that bully scene, like the very first Spider-Man. And you're like, how the fuck did this nigga learn how to just move like that real quick?
Well, the fuck, it was the senses. He had Spidey senses.
Yeah, but these niggas be knowing Taekwondo off their first encounter with bad guys. Like, niggas just, hey, you gonna either get slammed or just regular fists. Like, niggas is not doing all that, bro.
That is true. I had to hang up my Captain Sabaho cape and just call it a day and be like, you know what? It's time for hoes to say they self.
Yeah, it's time to be a bystander.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to let shit play out. Like, I think, like, even with the Will Smith smack, it could have been prevented, but people was being bystanders.
Yeah.
Hey, if I don't, I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to let shit play out.
Somebody could have been like, hey, Will, don't. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't go up there. Don't say nothing to him. Don't. Because then he probably would have stopped. Nobody ever would have got slapped. And, you know,
it would have been Will Smith. He wouldn't have, you know. But honestly, I like seeing shit play out. Mm-hmm. I like seeing, like, is this person, like, before I say, hey, there's a thing, I want to see you, like, trip. Mm. Or, like, hey, I want to see if this person is really going to attack this other person. I'm a bystander in that. I'm a citizen.
You a messy bitch.
I want to see shit play out. Like, is they really about to fight? Because I really want to see this interaction. You know what I mean?
That'd be me at the house when I hear anything outside of me. Like, ooh, what the fuck going on out there?
Like, I know we talked about this a long time ago. Like, you was, because the lady was trying to run over the cat.
Oh, yeah.
And you was like, hey, we need to stop her. I wanted to see how that played out. I really wanted to see how the rest of that was going to go.
It would have been nice, but I be thinking, like, realistically, in a moment, it's consequences. And that's the only thing. If there was not consequences behind that, because, like, our house probably could have got fucked up. Some shit could have came in, fill in. We could have got killed.
We could have got insurance.
Her kids was in the house. You talking about insurance, bitch, you got to be allowed to collect it. Her kids is in the house. Anything could have happened to them. They could have got hurt or anything. And so I'm thinking, like, and plus, she don't need to go to jail for being drunk, because that's what I thought it was. I'm thinking she drunk and she about to ram into her house.
I did, too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I did want to see it. I'm the villain in that instance.
I want to see certain shit, but I don't want to be, I don't want to have any power in it.
It's God's plan. Who am I to interrupt God's plan? It's like Deadpool. Great segue for us to have this couch moment. Yes. We went to go see Deadpool. It was.
They had that motherfucking movie booked out.
They did. It was one of it was better than Bad Boys. I will say that, as far as
action.
Mm. Like, I'm glad I seen the blood. I'm glad I seen the gore from Deadpool. But I just didn't like it. Like, I didn't like the storyline.
Don't say you ain't like it. Just say it didn't keep you interested. Because it wasn't bad.
Okay.
It just wasn't like, okay. This was, like, to me, this was like, we're going to come in and clean this shit up. This is the movie to clean shit up and start the next thing.
No, because I thought that was for Guardians 2. Not Guardians 2, not actually.
The end of Guardians?
Yeah, that was the kickoff.
But literally, that's what they've been doing with these movies. They're cleaning them up. They're like, okay, let's wrap it up, and this is how we're going to wrap it up. What I will say is this. As a nigga who, I didn't watch Logan. So,
yeah, you're just a bitch-ass nigga for that. I think you should watch that tonight with the kids.
No, I don't, nigga, no. That's some shit. I feel like I need to watch Logan by myself.
No, you don't. Because,
listen, I want to be able to cry in peace and by my fucking self. I don't want to sit and have to be, like, watching that shit and be, like, holding in my tears and shit. I need to be able to cry for my nigga Logan.
I don't think it's a heavy movie.
I've literally watched every movie and grew up on the movie since. Like, that was like, X-Men was the first movie I saw, and I was like, just like, I need to keep watching this. That shit caught my attention, and I just could not help it.
Yeah.
And so
Hugh Jackman, you know.
But what the fuck was we saying? Okay, so
you said it wasn't terrible. I said I didn't prefer it, but I don't know.
I would say I like how they opened it up. I like the how they were just straightforward about it. Like, oh, everybody's wearing there. How we're gonna come in? How we're gonna do the multiverse? Motherfucker, let me just show you how. This is how we go do it. And then came in, because it's like, don't beat around the bush with it. That was good. And because Deadpool has the fourth wall break thing, it was like, all right, you know the audience. You know what the audience is asking for, what we looking for. And
I feel like too much, though.
They delivered. No.
I thought the fourth wall was too much. Like, it was too much fourth wall. From the first and second one, it was like a good mixed, like, it was still a story, and then it was like, you know, all right, let me talk to y'all niggas real quick. It was just it was a lot of that this time around, and I think it was forceful laughs, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, a couple of them. Yeah. How you feel about Hugh Jackman coming back?
I think that for me, it's like one of those things with Hugh Jackman where it's not an undeniable talent, but it's like our MCU Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
literally,
it's like, it's hard for anybody to perform that character at that level and be so we're invested to where Hugh Jackman is still not Hugh Jackman. That is fucking
Wolverine.
Literally. So it's like, I can't see, no. Even when they hinted at somebody else being, Henry Cavill, whatever.
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, him hinting. I was still like, no, that is not Wolverine. He cannot. I can't see Wolverine with a different face right now. Unless you, and that's why I feel like it shouldn't happen because of Logan. But I mean, it made sense for the film, but it shouldn't happen because Logan ended it where I was like, okay. Now it's time. It can be a new guy coming in, but I don't know who could it be.
You know what I would say, though, as far as the new guy, I don't think they should have the Wolverine hairstyle. I feel like Hugh Jackman has, that's his shit. That's he cemented that. And I feel like if they try to do the little twist on the end, that's not going to go well, because it's going to look like a cheap ass copy. It's going to look like be watching a
how can you do what Wolverine with a buzz cut, a slick back?
No, not a buzz cut. You ain't gotta get a nigga a buzz cut. I would say, instead of, don't do the twist up like how it's the little Wolverine hair. Get a nigga some shaggy hair, like let it be somebody with some, or let it be a black dude.
I'm
down for a black Wolverine.
I'm down for that.
Let us get a black Wolverine. I feel like a black Wolverine be raw as fuck.
Yeah, or make him Indian. You know, let's make Wolverine like Asian this time, like some different.
I can see an Asian Wolverine. Hey, I really that'd could be see an Asian Wolverine. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I can see an Asian Wolverine. I'm trying to think, maybe Latino Wolverine.
A Latino Wolverine.
I'm sorry if that's insensitive. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny as fuck. But it does need to be a different ethnicity. I think that. The
make the MCU colored.
Yeah, literally. Make, because they made Nick Fury black, and we was cool with it. You know what I mean? And it worked.
Nobody questioned it.
It literally worked for years. And shit, everybody, I think everybody in MCU is turning black anyway. Characters that was once
white. We already got a Black Panther. We need a Black Wolverine.
Literally. I think that would be raw. Yeah, I think we need an Asian hero. I think Shang-Chi was kind of rooted in racism, even though that is written in the comics for him to be Asian.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like giving an Asian character to Asian people, you know how many black people turn white? I feel like that was rooted in, they could have made Shang-Chi black.
The adopted samurai.
Something, you know.
You are fucking
sick. They could have did something.
Let's just keep rooting for a black Wolverine. I'm cool with a black Wolverine.
Yeah, I am cool with a black Wolverine. But back to the whole thing of it being Captain Save-A-Ho in, you know, this movie. I really was going to tie it in with was starting over, and I think that was what I got the notes from, you know, from the film. Like, mm-hmm. I want to start this over because I didn't like how things panned out, and I didn't like how I could have did more. And I think it was more of a sought out. I'm feeling regretful of the things.
Are you talking about happened. Like Wolverine's journey?
I think both journeys, though. Because Deadpool was saying, like, he wanted his girl back and the things that he wanted to do right this time around. Instead, and he felt like the Deadpool persona or what he has become destroyed, you know,
but then he took his it love. Back on at the end.
Of course. You know, but that was the sentiment, like, you know, just things play out for a certain reason. And I think that they were like, oh, well, we can, because at the end of the movie, he was like, oh, well, we can just save your, you know, your Professor X, you know. And they were like, no, because he's like that because of this. So if you change this whole timeline, if you change this, it was meant for things to happen that way for him to become this type of person.
But I thought they did change it back for him.
Mm-mm, they didn't. He literally, did you not see the film?
I did. I saw the end. No, weren't she said, yeah, they could change it back for him.
No, they couldn't. That's why he was eating dinner with them. Like, yeah. So he was like, we can't change it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my sentiment. And then, you know, just as, you know, as an adult, I think that is the most fearful thing of choosing the right path or what is deemed the right path, not going down the wrong way or anything like that, or starting over is such the fearful route that, you know, we have as adults.
I was going to say, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing, like, I don't know, there are things that I do need to do, put down and, like, get active with to get, like, put myself in a better position. But at the same time, I'm like, nigga, this is my first time here. And I know I don't want to use that as an excuse to make mistakes and shit, but I just want to give myself grace and just time to, like, catch up. Like, this is my first time here. A lot of the shit that I'm doing, I'm just now learning. I'm just now not necessarily getting stable or anything, but I'm getting to an area of my life where things were consistent for a while. Now things are changing back up. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I'm just trying to say everything don't got to work out right now.
And that's, you know, I was going to actually say this. I want to kind of tie two of them, and I wish you would have seen it. But it's the same thing with the bear, too, and with Deadpool that I've gotten that started over. Like, the Carmy, he's, you know, the biggest, he's a perfectionist. And he wants this restaurant to work so fucking bad. And everybody is, you know, playing their role. And everybody is trying to, you know, better themselves in the midst of it. And he's so hard on them. He's so hard on himself. And it's like, you know, the dad said to one of his daughter, hey, like, it's okay if this one thing is not the thing.
Yeah.
You know, but you can do other things and that can be the thing. Like, I think that starting over is like, oh, I fucked up. I will never be anything. And we have these chains that, you know, restrict us from, you know, like, all right, well, this shit didn't work out. Say if this podcast didn't work out. Oh, this is the end. It's not the end all to be all. It might be something else that leads us to success. Yeah. Find something that works. It's never like, it's been much of times where we've sketched something on a piece of paper and we crumbled it and started over a fresh blank page. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that hard. It was just like, all right, I want to just do this a little differently.
Speaking of that, like, nigga, as a painter and as the more I'm getting more into painting and stuff, like, I'm working on this canvas the other day and it's a canvas I've had for like 2 years now. I started working on it and I've gone back to work on it here and there or whatever. And I was sitting in there, and I feel like I ended up writing something because I felt like real sentimental about it because I'm like, it wasn't what I wanted it to be at all. Like, these 2 years, I've worked on it and stuff, and nothing has, like, really gotten better as far as the canvas. And so I put all motherfucking black on it, and it was just like something fresh came into my head, something that I saw and something that I did want to do. And I just went to work on it. And then as I'm working on it, I'm realizing, like, you know, I've been working on it for about a week now. I finished it and everything. And I'm, like, super, super excited with how it looks. And I'm, like, really proud of myself. And I'm thinking, I'm like, this whole fucking time, this canvas has been sitting here for like 2 years. You never touched it. You never really, you know, I mean, you've touched it, but you've never really felt happy with it up until now, up until like once you started over. Like, nigga, you had to start over in order to, and like, we are like canvases, like us as people. Sometimes you got to start over. You got to start from scratch, and you got to, you got to just be willing to, I don't know, start. You definitely got to be willing to start over from scratch and just make do with what you have and then be happy with it. And like me taking the time to start over allowed me to create what I ended up creating and ended up feeling that moment of satisfaction. And there was something I thought about, too, because I broke something. It was something, but I ended up just easily fixing it or whatever. And I'm like, this is like us too. Like, it's like we be fucked up and we go through shit and we be feeling like being broken makes us, you know, undesirable or, you know, just incapable of a lot of things. But like, you know, it's like even with clay, you can break it down. If it's broken, boom, put it, meld it or whatever, do whatever the fuck you got to do with it, and then you can create something new out of it. And it's like even with the canvas, you can create something new out of it. And yeah, it's just like, you know,
I guess we got to do it's about that time, because we are running out of time. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
If you approach a man and you tell that man that your experience, your whole experience with love, nobody has ever treated you right, nobody's ever taken you out on dates, nobody has ever done these things for you, I need y'all to know that when you present yourself like that, that tells a man that you've always settled for less and you've allowed less into your life. And you more than likely are gonna, you won't appreciate certain things because you have not been taught or exposed to those things to appreciate. And in a way, it's almost like having to raise a woman to teach her, like, yeah, I can, you can, it's okay to love yourself.
You deserve better.
Yeah. And that's exhausting. Like, especially when you grow, it's exhausting to have to teach somebody to love themselves as a grown ass person. Sometimes we just need to go to therapy individually and then seek love out there. That's my positive message.
I know, you know what they be like, when they be like, I hate to see, and it'd be like, oh, I hate to see a good guy come or whatever. It's just, yeah. My positive message is, fuck, what was my positive message? It's crunch time. My positive message is not really a positive message. I just know that, you know, things change, and I knew the world was changing when we stopped putting bath bombs in the tub, and I knew that once we stopped doing that, life was going to change for the the worse, because that was a good time. See, I've never seen a person go in a bath right after a bath bomb.
We was too poor to afford bath bombs. You wanted a bath bomb, motherfucker, you better fart in this bitch.
With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward, and see you next week.